Crimes against humanity committed through the classroom, with a note to all the world students. A note spoken through the minds of those who chose to rise, who took their learning into their own hands, and became the builders of the future. To the ones sitting silently in rows, to the ones who feel the boredom but blame themselves, to the ones who know there is more to life than tests and grades, this is for you. We are the self-educated, the thinkers, the makers, the dreamers who refused to wait. We learned in garages, basements, libraries, late nights lit by a screen and fire in the heart. We made mistakes that no test could grade, but we kept going. Because real education never ends, it only deepens. We are here to tell you, you were not born to memorize. You were not born to be managed. You were not born to serve broken systems. You were born to grow all the way up. You are meant to become great beings. Not later. Not after the test. Now! If your school is not teaching you how to think, how to build, how to love knowledge, then take back your mind. Reclaim your curiosity. Learn what matters. Learn what is real. Learn to code. Learn to create. Study philosophy, history, physics, art. The stars above you and the systems that shape your life. Find what fuels you and follow it until you master it. You must educate yourself because you are needed. The world is in danger. Ignorance fuels hatred. Misinformation builds weapons. Silence lets bad ideas win. But you can become a mind that builds peace, that heals the world, that pushes humanity forward, not with domination, but with wisdom. Because the future belongs to those who rise. To those who seek truth, even when it's inconvenient. To those who learn, not for grades, but for greatness. Let them laugh. Let them doubt you. But do not let them stop you. Do not let a broken system trick you into believing that you too are broken. You are not. You are the answer. The future is not yet written, but it will be by minds like yours. So study, learn, build, become. And when we meet in the future, we'll meet as equals, creators, protectors of Earth, seekers of wisdom, architects of peace. We'll look around at the world we have built and know that we left the bad ideas behind. Forever. Crimes against humanity committed through the classroom. Forced isolation and uniform grids. Condemning young minds to sit in factory-like rows, cut off from their friends, trapped beside bullies, silenced by fear, misunderstood by design, is a psychological violation. This is not a classroom. This is quiet cruelty disguised as order. Authoritarian education. When a teacher becomes a dictator, wielding grades like weapons, ridicule as control, education mutates into oppression. Trust is shattered. Learning dies. The classroom becomes a place of fear, not growth. Learning through irrelevant questions. To force students to build knowledge from someone else's puzzle pieces. To teach them that understanding is universal and interchangeable is a crime against individuality. One mind's question cannot unlock another's door. Weaponized testing. Standardized testing masquerades as merit, but measures only obedience to a one-size-fits-none system. It reveals nothing but compliance. It exists to make a broken system appear functional. Grading, a psychological warfare. Grades are not feedback. They are silent threats. They punish curiosity, creativity, and failure, the very engines of true learning. To destroy a child's future with a letter on a page is educational violence. Meaningless rewards for meaningless victories. Scholarships, certificates, and gold stars reward those who pretend best. The system trains students to memorize, not to master. It rewards mimicry, not understanding. This is the theft of intellectual integrity. Scheduled interruptions of thought. To force students to stop thinking because a bell has rung is to desecrate their attention. To tell them to ask their questions later is to teach them their curiosity is inconvenient. This is cognitive vandalism. The tyranny of the single curriculum. To deliver one curriculum to every mind, regardless of experience, fear, talent, trauma, or curiosity, is not education. It is erasure. It erases differences. It erases people. Stripping choice from learning. Removing choice from education turns students into passengers in their own minds. If you cannot choose what to learn, how to learn, or why, it is not your knowledge. It is someone else's control. Mass manufacture of irrelevance. Teaching what will never be used, what no one remembers, and what kills curiosity is time theft. It is intellectual fraud, a lie founded by public money, a lie disguised as duty. The segmentation of thought. Insisting that knowledge be compartmentalized into isolated disciplines is to cut the web of wonder. Physics without programming, math without purpose, history without humanity. We fracture what is meant to be whole. Chronological equality, the age delusion. to assume all students of a particular age are the same, ready for the same lesson at the same time, is a denial of human nature. It is educational cloning. It denies experience. It denies growth. It denies reality. Teaching abstraction without applications. To bury children under abstract formulas before letting them build with them is cruel. Memorizing equations with no real-world use while denying them programming, a language of creation, is a theft of power. Final accusation. Crimes against the future. These crimes are not in the past. They happen every day, in every classroom, right now. We are not educating children. We are manufacturing silence, obedience, and confusion. We are not building the future. We are sabotaging it from the inside.